this is the time of year where we give our top movies of 2024 list, and I am reminded of 1999's Oscar season. Why? That's the year American Beauty won everything. And it kind of felt like American Beauty won everything because there was nothing good out that year. How do I know? I was in my gap year in Israel, and movies used to come out abroad after they came out here, so they were a little bit behind. And you know what? They weren't replaced that frequently, so sometimes we were just bored and we would go see movie again and again and again. I can't believe how many times I saw American Beauty in theaters just because we thought Kevin Spacey was mildly entertaining and we had nothing else to do. And you know what? It kind of felt like that this year. I don't know if it's because of production screw-ups, because of COVID. I don't know what the reason is, but it felt like it was a lot of taking things off the shelf. So my list is a who actually put in the effort. Some of these movies I didn't give the best review to, actually, while they were on air. But I said, at least you tried in this year, which was a throwaway year. Some of these movies I very much enjoyed, and I'll be clear to specify which one I think it is when we go through it. Starting with number 10, Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, Deadpool and Wolverine, at least it tried to fix the MCU. At least it made an effort to be like, we're going to try and clean up this mess. Nobody likes this multiverse stuff. It's overdone. It's overplayed. It worked in the Spider-Man. It worked in the Endgame. And now we've kind of done it to death, and it's tired and it's old. Maybe if we try a little bit here, a little something. It doesn't hold up on multiple rewatches. It doesn't. It's been out on download for a while. But at least Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman put in the effort. At least you put in the effort. So I'll give you kudos for that because it's one of the better Marvel movies we've seen in a while. So I give you kudos for that. Number nine.
You might even say it's maximum effort.
Oh, very good. Very good, Mike.
It's interesting, you know, and I'm sure we'll comment on each other's listing as we go through. Deadpool and Wolverine is like in the weird neither space for me because, like, this is the fewest movies I think I've seen in any year in a very long time for a lot of the reasons that you said. Of my list, I've only got 22 movies on there. So once I did my top 10 and my bottom 10 and ranked it, Deadpool and Wolverine was right in the middle. I barely like that movie.
So it's kind of funny you mentioned that because out of the movies that I've seen, there were only 13 I thought were even worth mentioning. So that's why some on this list I didn't have a high opinion of when I saw them. So number nine, Argyle. Argyle is the movie where you have this woman who wrote a book and it's all coming to life in spy world and she doesn't know why and it turns out she used to be a spy. I thought it was clever. I thought it was a new refreshing take on an old formula. Is it cheesy? Is it anything I hadn't seen before? No, of course not. But at least you put in the effort and I'm going to give you the credit for putting in the effort again. That's what I'm going to give you on the Argyle. I didn't have a high opinion of this when we reviewed it. I said it was fun. I said it was goofy. I thought it was cheesy. But you put in the effort, and you're going to get that.
It remains pretty high on my worst of list.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I am not saying this is a good movie. I had very little to choose from here, Mike. Gladiator 2. Why am I putting Gladiator 2 at number 8? Because I thought when I went to see this thing that it was going to be a turd sandwich. I thought it was going to be awful. I thought it was going to be terrible, and it cleared the bar for my expectations. But also, it was a modern-day unique spin on what we had seen before and managed to take an epic and squeeze it down to something my son enjoyed who's beyond ADD, which actually is a good sign for filmmaking. He's not actually ADD. I'm kidding. He's just a teenager with a cell phone. So you managed to make this something my son wants to see, and he wants to see with me in theaters? Good on you guys. I'll give you that. Plus, Denzel Washington chewing up the scenery, as Mike says, is a lot of fun in the movie. He really, really is. Next, number 7. I can't believe I'm even putting this on my list. The Union. This stupid Halle Berry, Mark Wahlberg movie on Netflix. You know why? Because I knew it'd be stupid, but I got in everything I wanted when I went to see it, and I enjoyed it. And it's so rare for the movies this year for me to even enjoy them that I really like the stupid Union movie. Next, a movie you probably haven't heard of. 6888, which I only saw on Saturday night. It's on Netflix. It was made by Tyler Perry. It's starring Kerry Washington. Here's what it's about. It's about an all-black, all-female unit in the U.S. military during World War II who they didn't want to give them any jobs, so they tasked them with delivering the mail. and they were able to clean up the whole mess of the mail of troops scattered all over Europe and bring morale to the troops. And I went down the Google rabbit hole after watching this movie, and it's fascinating how much they didn't include in this movie. Do I think there's a lot of overacting? Yes. Do I think there's a real Cinderella character who's crying every 5 minutes? Yes. But you know what? I thought it was heartfelt. I thought it was touching. And I thought it was a new story, because there's so many new stories that haven't been told. 6888 makes my list. Now I'm getting into the movies I actually enjoyed. And Mike's going to like this one. So coming in at, hang on, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Coming in at number 5, I have Transformers 1. I genuinely enjoyed Transformers 1. Me, I thought the acting was great, and it's a movie that parents can watch with their kids in addition to it, so the parents are going to enjoy it. It's not like the other Transformers sequels where you want to blow your brains out after watching some of these movies. I thoroughly enjoyed Transformers 1, mostly on Mike's recommendation of going to see it. Otherwise, I would have said cartoon, and I need to bring it over to my nephew to watch it with him. I'm actually excited to do it, and I haven't done it yet. Next, Netflix's and Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted. The movie about the making of the Pop-Tart, which is a complete spoof. It's a slow burn. It's a slow start. It is so much fun, so over the top, so ridiculous. I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. Now, speaking of ridiculous and over the top, that brings us to number 3. Mike is smiling because he knows exactly what movie I'm going to say. I wanted this to be number 1, but I couldn't actually put it there because of what it is. The Beekeeper. The over-the-top, ridiculous action movie, because I got everything I wanted. Jason Statham is a spy who's now a beekeeper. It sounds ridiculous, but you know what? It's so much ridiculous fun. I don't care how much CG is in that movie. I don't care how gratuitous that movie is. Oh, the retired spy is a beekeeper. I enjoyed it, and I got the price of admission. That's what I got out of it.
I'm proud of you for putting that so high, my friend. It's on my list, but it is significantly lower.
Yeah.
And this movie will always have a special place for me because it was the last movie that we were going to go with our friend Sean. And he passed sadly before the movie came out, and we didn't get to see it. So when I went to that press screening, I felt like he was with me, and I feel like he's with me when I watch it now. So
that's
very
sweet.
I just watched it a couple weeks ago.
It is so much fun. I watched it on a plane. I told my father-in-law, you gotta watch this thing. I don't know if he watched it yet or not, but I was telling everybody to go see this stupid movie. And you know what? Maybe it was. Is it original? Meh. But it's fun. And in a year of nothing, give me the fun. I don't need the Oscar worthy. Give me the fun. Okay. My number 2, Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And the reason I picked this one, is it cheesy? Is it over the top? Yes, but it's so much fun, and it's a new story. It's an old story about Ian Fleming and the beginning of the MI6 in World War II, but it's a story that hasn't been told yet. And the way it was told, with the fun, with the Nazi, with the everything, it was great. It had me at the edge of my seat, even though it was campy, even though it was ridiculous, even though Alan Richardson, the Jack Reacher guy, talks with a stupid accent. It was fun, and it was new, and I'm all here for it. Number 1, and Mike's going to be shocked by my number 1, Civil War. Now, Civil War, Mike's blown away by this. You hear the wow through the glass.
That blows me away. That is on my list, but you know, we talked in show prep how like there's going to be a lot of cross-ups and overlap. It's almost like our lists are like hourglass that you like turn upside down, because all the stuff you have at the top is down at the bottom, which is still recommends and, sure, and good and decent. But man, I am really surprised by this pick.
Now, I'll tell you why. I had issues with the plot. I wanted to know more, but I wanted to know more. So even though I wasn't the biggest fan of this movie, it was a new idea. It brought me in where I want to know more. And the acting was all great. It was stupendous. Are there some holes? Are there some gray areas? Absolutely. Do I think anybody deserves an Oscar for this? No. But you know what? It entertained me. And I had questions. I want to know more about this world. Does it mean I want a sequel or a prequel? No. I am fine not knowing what the Clone Wars is. I am really fine with that. But I put it up at the top because you put in the effort to give me a new idea. And I know some people are saying, it's an anti-Trump movie, it's a this movie. I don't care. It's not. It was trying so hard to be apolitical, we said at the time, that that was the detriment of the movie. But the fact that you went to all this effort and you got me to want to know more is why this got a higher ranking than it should. At the same time, this is the American Beauty year. And because it's the American Beauty year of nothing good out, it takes a top spot. Now, I do want to give an honorable mention to three movies, which are going by my formula. Wicked, which I did not see. But My Wife and Daughter and everybody in the genre who's in that loves it. People who don't like theater, you're going to hate it. But anybody who likes the books and likes the musical and likes that loves it. So it gets an honorable mention because I didn't see it. Fly Me to the Moon with Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum was something that I had high hopes for, but it didn't deliver on the high hopes. But I appreciate you put in the effort and I appreciate the set design. I appreciate you put in the effort. It just didn't deliver on it.
That was the other movie that disappeared into the neither space because it's like it's not in my bottom. It's not in my top. But yeah, I think of the two of us, I think I enjoyed it a little more than you did. But still, I mean, kudos for what they did with it.
Oh, sure.
It's a fun movie.
Right. I think the problem was, as we said at the time, couldn't decide if it was a rom-com or a drama or whatnot. And once again, that was its downfall. Last one, Red One, I'm giving an honorable mention to. Because it's a new, clever take on the Santa story. And you know what? It was engaging. It was funny. It was stupid. It's something you can watch with your kids. And it's engaging. It's funny. It's stupid. And I got everything out of it I wanted to get out of it. Mike, what do you got?
All right. So there's going to be a lot of overlaps here, so I will go very quickly. I put The Beekeeper at number 10 for my list.
Yes.
Number 9 was Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about... awards consideration, and I feel like this should get a nod for sound design.
Yes.
Because, like, we were jumping in our seats with, like, I have never experienced gunfire in an action movie like I have in that movie before.
Great call.
Yeah.
Great call. Yeah.
For number 8, I put Gladiator 2. For two words, Denzel Washington.
So we actually line up on Gladiator 2.
Like to the tick. Now, now I'm going to blitz through a whole bunch of movies that weren't on your list. At number 7, I put Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Because I'm desperate for movies to put on my list. When I've only seen 22 movies this year, that's got to go somewhere. But I see a theme emerging as I go through my list. You mentioned fun a number of times. And my top third is pretty fun. At number 6, I put Twisters.
Oh, you like the Twisters movie.
I like the Twisters, actually. It's it is a fun romp. It's got a lot of throwback texture that I still think kind of holds up that folks would like. Number 5, square in the middle, I put Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Oh, you're so funny. That's in my ether. That's in my in
the
between.
Neither space. Yeah.
Yeah,
number 4, I put The Fall Guy, which another fun movie that kind of got forgotten about.
That was a fun movie. You know what? I would probably pull, because I forgot about that
one.
I would probably pull The Argyle and replace it with The Fall Guy at number 9.
Ah, that'd be fair.
I would probably do that, yeah.
Number 3, I put Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. And at a time where you're talking about, like, effort and ambition. This is an ambitious movie that just didn't quite click with audiences, but I had a blast with it. My number 2 is Transformers 1, and that is the most approachable, best Transformers movie that I think I have ever seen, enough said. My number 1, and I am mildly surprised and maybe a little disappointed that this didn't end up on your list. Knowing me the way that you do, I'm sure you'll predict this. My number 1 is Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. There is no other movie in this calendar year that affected me so profoundly and deeply. It's about triumph and tragedy and loss and inspiration and heartbreak. It's all of those things and it's more. It's now streaming on Max if you haven't checked it out yet. That is my number 1 movie of the year, Superman, the Christopher Reeve story.
I will say that I completely agree with you, but I do movies a little differently. And let me tell you why it's not on my list. And I was really hoping you were going to bring it up. So thank you for falling into my trap.
I really love what we've done here. Yeah. Like, I really appreciate your rationale and the effort that you put into your list. I think this is a fun one.
I think this may be the best one you and I have ever done.
I agree.
But I'll say this. Here's why Superman's not on my list, even though it affected me a smidgen less than you. Documentaries I put in a different category. You got to be in the mood for a documentary. And for me, I'm in the mood to escape my world. And the problem with Superman is you got to be ready for that. And I think one of the reasons it affected us so profoundly is we were not prepared. And I'll tell you something, Mike, I'm afraid to watch it again. It pops up on HBO Max. Every time I upload that thing, it's sitting right there at the top, and I don't want to watch it again because it shook me so bad. And I don't think it's fair to put that on my list because then somebody will go, oh, Ari said or Mike said, it's a thing. Now, I know you put it on your list, and I get why. I'm not diminishing that, but for me, I want to do the movies as an escape, which is why I hate reality TV. You like reality TV, right? I hate the reality TV. I want them to be an escape. It was so heavy for me. It is probably one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. One of the absolute best. But I'm putting the documentaries in a different category rather than the movies. So I'll say is that, yes, the must-see film of the year is Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. I will say if you're looking for a movie, if you're looking for popcorn, if you're looking for fun, you got my list, you got Mike's list. You take those two lists, those are the only movies worth watching this year, I will say, even with our honorable mentions. I think if you go through the rest, you're going to find a lot of movies that are absolute garbage this year. This will save you a lot of trouble. So if you got some flights coming up for the rest of winter break or wherever else, check out our list. We'll make sure to put this up at KVI.com so you have it there, and we'll make sure to post it on social media as well.